This is the teacher. A radio documentary on the life of prominent martyrs of Islam.
حاج قاسم صد بار در معرض شهادت قرار گرفته بود در راه خدا در راه انجام وظیفه در راه
Haj Qasim had been exposed to martyrdom repeatedly, but in performing his duty and fighting for the cause...
خدا این را میخوام که خدا هر چیز دارید در منو به اون ملحق بکنم. و به او اگه بنویسم این را خواهد.
I ask Allah wholeheartedly to give me the chance of martyrdom and let me join my dear martyred friends.
Tears were shed from the eyes of all of the freedom-seeking people, not only in Iran... but across the globe. Muslims, whether Shia or Sunni, in Iran, Iraq.
Today's a special story, the life and character of Shahid General Haj Qasim Soleimani. Dear listeners, one of the most influential individuals who has ever lived on earth and has played a major role in bringing peace to West Asia is, without a doubt, the great General Haj Qasim Soleimani. General Shahid Qasim Soleimani was born on March 11, 1957, in a village near the city of Kerman. When he turned 18, he was employed in the water administration of Kerman. During the Islamic Revolution of Iran, he became familiar with a cleric from Mashhad by the name of Reza Kamyab, and this is how he began his revolutionary activities. His brother Sohrab Soleimani has said that he was one of the main organizers of rallies and strikes in Kerman at the time of the revolution. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, Shahid Haj Qasim Soleimani became a member of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, aka the IRGC, about the same time that the Iran-Iraq War erupted. General Shahid Haj Qasim Soleimani trained several battalions in Kerman and sent them to the war fronts. Shahid Qasim Soleimani also was the head of the IRGC in West Azerbaijan province for some time. And now, Ayatollah Khamenei talks about the personality of Shahid Qasim Soleimani.
حاج قاسم صد بار در معرض شهادت قرار گرفته بود.
حاج قاسم had been exposed to martyrdom repeatedly, but in performing his duty and fighting for the cause of Allah, he had no fear of anyone or anything.
این جهادش جهاد بزرگی بود. خدای متعال شهادت او را هم شهادت بزرگی قرار داد.
His struggle was a great struggle, and God made his martyrdom a great martyrdom. This was a significant blessing for Haji Qasim, who was deserving of such a glorious martyrdom. Haji Qasim had to be martyred in such a manner.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Shahid General Qasim Soleimani, who was the commander of the Quds Force of the IRGC before his martyrdom, played a crucial role during the Iranian sacred defense. In the year 1360 in the Iranian calendar, Mohsen Rezai, who was the then commander of the IRGC, appointed him as the commander of Division 41 of Tharallah. At that time, Shahid Soleimani was only 23 years old. Therefore, some individuals were against such an appointment. Nevertheless, Haj Qasim Soleimani was one of the brave commanders during the Wal Fajr 8, Karbala 4, and Karbala 5 military operations. The Karbala 5 operation was one of the most important military operations of Iran during the Iran-Iraq War that brought about the instability of the political and military status of the Iraqi army of Saddam and stabilized the situation in favor of the Iranian forces. Before Shahid General Haj Qasim Soleimani became the commander of the IRGC's Quds Force, he would confront the drug smugglers of Iran-Afghanistan borders. Ultimately, Shahid Soleimani was appointed as the commander of the Quds Force by Ayatollah Khamenei in 1997. This was a new page in the history of the resistance movement. This is the voice of Shahid Qasim Soleimani, along with the English translation of his words.
I ask Allah wholeheartedly to give me the chance of martyrdom and let me join my dear martyred friends. If I've got the chance to write to Allah, the first thing I request is the blessing of martyrdom and shahada.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Dear listeners, the great, legendary Iranian IRGC commander of the Quds Force, Shahid Qasem Soleimani, who is better known among his supporters as Haj Qasem Soleimani, played a crucial role in maintaining stability in West Asia and fighting the Western, Zionist, and Saudi-backed Takfiri terrorists such as ISIS and al-Nusra in Iraq and Syria. Of course, the scope of the activities of the Quds Force under the leadership of Shahid Qasem Soleimani was not limited to these countries. In fact, the Quds Force, which is actually a unit in the IRGC that specializes in unconventional warfare and military intelligence operations, has exerted a great deal of influence all over the world since the time it was established. More importantly, it laid the foundations for the formation of Hezbollah and other jihadi resistance organizations, such as the ones in Palestine, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Pakistan, and Afghanistan, to name a few. Under the leadership of this honorable martyr, Takfiri elements such as Daesh, aka ISIS, and other terrorist organizations were annihilated. General Qasem Soleimani was martyred on January 3, 2020, in Baghdad, Iraq, in a U.S. drone strike. May Allah bless him and further elevate his high ranks. Now we invite you to listen to Sister Zainab talking about Shahid General Qasem Soleimani.
On Friday morning, we woke up with the news of the martyrdom of one of the bravest men of our nation, General Qasem Soleimani, who was martyred in a U.S. drone attack, along with his companion, Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis. General Soleimani was a hero for every Iranian. He was not only the commander of the Army of Quds, he was truly the commander of the hearts. Tears were shed from the eyes of all of the freedom-seeking people, not only in Iran, but across the globe. Muslims, whether Shia or Sunni, in Iran, Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, Palestine, Yemen, and basically all over the world of Islam, and even in the Western countries, including the United States, expressed their grief and sorrow for this great loss. But surely, the blood of this martyr will bring together the hearts of the nations, and inshallah, together, we will be able to achieve great victories. The enemies of Islam have always tried to cause disunity and conflict between Islamic countries and Islamic sects. But the blissful blood of General Soleimani and his companions only brought about the unity and closeness of the hearts and nations. A martyr is like the heart of history. With his martyrdom, new blood is pumped into the veins of this heart, and it will go on beating till another martyr is sacrificed in the way of Islam. We all know that, according to the Holy Quran, those slain in the way of Allah remain alive and receive sustenance with their Lord. So surely, General Soleimani is still with us, and his Holy Spirit will come to our aid in our war against oppression and tyranny. Thank you.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about the great martyr of Islam, Shahid Haj Qasem Soleimani. Please don't forget to log on to our website, which is www.parsetoday.com. And if you have any questions or suggestions, send an email to englishradio@irib.ir. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.